And just before I got to the preacher's house, I speeded up, you know, and I was naturally going. Well, I got right up close to the yard. I threw on brakes and I pulled in. She was sitting there still, didn't know a thing in the world. So the preacher come out. He said, "I wonder what you all," he was kind of, he figured what he'd come for, don't you see? Said, "I wonder what you all doing here." He started having his little fun. I was sitting up there, I was shook to pieces. I didn't have sense enough to reply. I eased my hand in my pocket and got my license. I just handed him to him. I said, "Have you ever seen anything like this?" He looked at him, he says, "Yes, yes, yes," said, "I'll serve several warrants like this." He says, "Wait a minute." He said, "Let me go and put on my collar and tie." See, they used to have collars. Your shirt didn't have no collar to it. You fasten your collar on and you put your tie in that collar. "Let me go and put on my collar and tie." They used to say, "Let me put," now you say, "Let me put on my tie." They used to say, "Let me go and put on my collar and tie." "Let me go and put on my collar and tie," and said, "I'll bring my wife back." He said, how do y'all prefer to be married? Sitting here in the car, get out on the ground, or go in the house?" I said, "We prefer sitting in the car." That girl, she just liked to have killed, because she just sunk down and like what they shed in a few tears, said, "What in the world?" Said, "Y'all have sure pulled something on me." Said, "I wouldn't have y'all done this." And I said, "We won't never have no good time." Like that, you know. We were sitting there. You can imagine about how I was, what kind of shape I was in. But he come on back. He was a pretty frisky little preacher and feisty. But we all thought the world of him, and he was a good preacher, and I think a good man. We all liked him anyway. He was our pastor. So, he comes stepping back out there, him and his wife. And he, of course, now he didn't go through as much of a ceremony as they do now. There wasn't too many words. And so he called out everything, and then we joined hands, you know. And he pronounced us man and wife, so on. I thanked him, asked him what I owed him. He told me no charges. And I think I had $2 in my pocket, and I handed that to him. Now that's how much money I had when I got married, and gave that to the preacher.
God.
Then I had to get out and crank that car. It didn't have a self-start on it. Cranked it by hand. And I'd been running that dirty road. That's the nastiest crank you ever seen. I grabbed it and I cranked it up, and ooh, you should have seen my hand. I wish you all looked. Didn't have a thing in the world. I said, "Is there anything, piece of paper, anything back there?" The car was just as clean as we didn't have a thing in the world. Then I had to reach in and get my handkerchief. My hand was just as muddy. I hold that crank and but we got on in and went on back home. And went on back by the house, my house. But today they have so oh my gosh. Oh, I've been in these big girls, you know, weddings like you. But for me, I couldn't tell you what all they do, and I can't give you the name. There's so many of them, I can't even give you the name of all of them. You see, there's a bunch of men, a bunch of young men and a bunch of young women and girls and so on. I couldn't give you the name of all of them.
Where would you catch a train at?
You used to catch them at any station. Now, when I was growing up, you caught it in Donaldsonville, Iron City, Brent.